Hello, is this Thomas Walker?
Yeah, who's this?
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay, let's go with it. Let's see what you got.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Do what now?
Yes, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I absolutely am going to vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I look at myself as a conservative independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 68.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American.
White.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100. J.D. Vance.
How do I favor them?
Yes.
From 0 to 100?
Yes, sir.
90.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Trump's Project 2025.
I'm not completely familiar with that yet.
Okay. Would you say never heard of or no opinion?
I have no opinion at this time.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
0.
Donald Trump.
90.
MAGA Republicans.
30.
All right. Thank you. Lori Savas, the Reamer.
I'm sorry?
Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
I don't even know who that is. Is that here in Oregon or something?
Yes, sir.
No, in fact, I'm more on Congress, Senate, and the rest of them, and I'm just now getting informed on who we've got running here in Oregon.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
All right. Republicans in Congress.
About 50.
Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat? For the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, or Green Party candidate Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
At this time, Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Republican.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Now, this is a Democrat?
It just says, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Is she the Republican candidate?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, sir.
Oh, well, I don't know enough about her, so I don't have an opinion on that right now.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Absolutely disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she is a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Republican. Strongly.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Reamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election for being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Reamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote-by-mail system. Would you say this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I think it's a great deal.
Thank you. Lori Chavez the Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Would you say this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
So what's the question there?
Well, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
There's a lot of lip service that goes on, but I approve it.
So would you say great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Berimer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. How much of a deal would this be to you?
I haven't kept up on everything she's saying. You know, I have my own opinions of it. Like I say, on the issues here, I'm just catching up with them, so I have no opinion on that right now.
All right. Chavez Berimer has embraced politicians who extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Berimer is a vote for these dangerous programs.
I say that's all BS, and I'd vote straight for it.
Okay, would you say this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Thank you. Chavez Berimer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
I say that's BS. I'm 100% all about it. That's just BS politics.
Okay. Lori Chavez Berimer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking. Public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
That's absolute BS.
Thank you.
Where are these questions you're giving me coming from?
The New York Public Opinion. Now I'm going to
because
ask you.
As far as I'm concerned, you're trying to convince me of a bunch of BS that isn't true. Why? That's what's getting me on this. Is this some kind of Democratic BS from the Democratic Party that's pushing these questions?
Well, it's more of a New York opinion research.
No, it's not. It's Democrat bullshit. That's what it is. This is all a setup. These questions are thrown at voters that are lies. You're telling me lies right now, and I want to know why.
I'm just conducting a survey, honestly. You know, it's up to you if whether you say, you know, any answer.
This isn't a true survey. This is a lunatic operation to try and convince people that the Conservative Party is the worst thing that's out there. The issues that are out there are not this. These are lies you're telling me.
Thank you for that feedback. Now I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrats Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
I'd vote for Republican.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My senior year in high school and a little bit of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't. They're all got jobs and living on their own.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night, sir.
All right.